Hay cosas que nosotros no dejamos que Dios haga.
But sometimes we don't let God do certain things.
Y a eso me refiero cuando digo que limitamos a Dios.
And that's what I'm referring to is that we say that we are limiting God.
1 Corintios 10.
1 Corinthians 10. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did.
En México decimos que nadie experimenta en cabeza ajena.
In Mexico we say no one's experimenting in someone else's head.
Pero la Biblia dice que lo que le pasó a Israel fue para nuestro ejemplo.
But the Bible says that what happened to Israel happened to them for our example.
El Salmo 78,
Psalm 78
nos habla de lo que le pasó a Israel.
Of what happened to Israel.
Desde la salida de Egipto y por qué no entraron a la tierra
and
prometida.
What the time that they left, from the time that they left Egypt to the time going to the promised land and why they did not enter in.
Y 1 de Corintios 10 dice que fue para nuestro ejemplo.
And it says in 1 Corinthians it was for our example.
Nosotros somos duros de corazón.
Now we are hard-hearted.
Esa es parte de la naturaleza caída del ser humano.
And that is part of the nature of the fallen man.
¿Cuántos son rebeldes?
How many of you are rebels?
Yo soy rebelde.
I'm rebel. Just one.
Dios me habló muchas veces.
God called me many times.
Yo no quería hacer caso.
And I did not want to listen.
Dios quería usarme en el pastorado, en el ministerio, y yo no quería.
And God wanted to use me as a pastor and wanted to use me in the ministry, but I did not want to.
Yo fui muy duro de corazón.
I was a hard-hearted person.
Hasta que un día dije, sí, Señor, voy a creerte.
Until one day I finally said, okay, I'm going to believe.
Y voy a obedecerte.
And I will obey you.
Así que nosotros somos responsables.
So we are responsible.
De lo que Dios quiere hacer y no lo dejamos.
For what God would like to do in us and we do not let him.
Dios nos ha mostrado amor y misericordia a través de Jesús.
Now, God has already shown to us love and mercy through Jesus Christ.
Pero el hombre rebelde lo mató y lo crucificó.
But the rebels killed him and crucified him.
Pero Dios en su grandeza resucitó a Jesús.
But God in his greatness, he resurrected Jesus.
Y así resucitará a todos los que creen y
le
obedecen.
And this is how he will resurrect every single one who obeys and believes.
Un día Jesús regresará.
One day Jesus will come back
con gloria y todo ojo le verá.
With glory and every eye will see him.
Nosotros no vamos a poder detener la obra de Dios.
And we will not be able to stop that.
Ni podemos alterar lo que Dios ha prometido que va a hacer.
And we cannot stop what God has promised that he will do.
Pero sí podemos obstaculizar.
But we can be an obstacle.
Lo que él quiere hacer en cada
what he
uno
wants
de
to do inside of
como
us
individuos.
As individuals.
Sí. La respuesta es sí, tenemos libre albedrío.
Yes, the answer is yes, we have a free will.
Dios nos lo dio.
Yes, God gave it to us.
Y él no va a violar lo que él ha dado.
And he will not take away what he's already given.
Él quiere hacer algo en ti.
He wants to do something in you.
Pero si tú no lo permites,
but if you do not allow it,
él no lo hará.
Then he cannot do it.
Así que primeramente veamos cómo limitamos a Dios.
Let's look how we limit God.
Y lo primero es con nuestra incredulidad.
And the first thing that limits God is our unbelief.
La Biblia dice el verso 22, Salmo 78:22.
Psalm 78:22. For they did not believe in God or trust in his deliverance.
Dice que no habían creído a Dios.
They had not believed God. That's what it says.
Ni habían confiado en su salvación.
Neither had they trusted in him for his deliverance.
Hay una diferencia tremenda entre creer en Dios y creerle a Dios.
There's two differences. One is believing in God and another one is to believe God.
El diablo cree en Dios.
Well, so the devil believes in God.
Pero no le cree a Dios.
But he does not believe him.
Hay mucha gente que cree en Dios.
A lot of people believe in God.
Pero no le cree lo que él dice.
But they do not believe him and what he says.
¿Y sabe por qué no le, cómo sabemos que no le creen?
And how do we know that they do not believe him?
Porque no lo obedecen.
Because they don't obey him.
No le hacen caso.
Because they do not listen to him.
Creerle es obedecer.
To believe in him is to obey him.
Mateo 13:58.
Matthew 13:58. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith.
Aquí vemos a Jesús.
Here is Jesus.
llegando a su tierra.
He comes to his own land.
Pero dice que no pudo hacer muchos milagros.
But it says he could not do many miracles.
A causa de la incredulidad de ellos.
Because they did not believe him.
La incredulidad fue un obstáculo.
And so unbelief is an obstacle.
Para que Dios pudiera hacer un milagro en sus vidas.
So that God could do a miracle in their lives.
Marcos 6:6.
Mark 6:6. He was amazed at their lack of faith.
Dice que estaba asombrado.
So Jesus was amazed.
¿Qué es lo que le asombró a Jesús?
So what amazes God?
La incredulidad de ellos.
Unbelief, lack of faith.
Estaba tan asombrado de ser que viera tanta incredulidad.
And he was so amazed that there was so much unbelief.
En nuestro mundo hoy,
in our world today,
la gente se le enseña a ser escéptica.
They are being taught to be a skeptic, not
a no
to
creer
believe.
Cualquier cosa.
Don't believe any old thing.
No creer las ofertas.
Don't even believe that there's a sale
no creer
going
que
on.
Te van a dar algo gratis.
Don't believe that they're going to give you anything free.
Hay truco. Hay un truco
there's,
ahí.
There's a trick there somewhere.
En la universidad,
in the university,
se nos enseña a cuestionarlo todo.
They teach you, you have to ask questions
eso,
about everything.
Por eso hay muchos que son agnósticos.
Question everything, and that's why there's so many agnostics.
Quizás Dios no exista.
And they say, well, then maybe God really doesn't exist.
Y otros en su necedad.
And they continue in their stubbornness.
Dios no existe, dicen.
No, he does not exist. He does not.
Niegan que haya un Dios, aun cuanto hay tanta evidencia.
And so even though in the face of much evidence, they say, no, there is no God.
Así que no seamos incrédulos.
So let us not be unbelievers.
No seamos como el pueblo de Israel.
No seamos qué?
Como el pueblo de Israel.
Let's not be like that, the people of Israel.
Hay una historia en Éxodo capítulo 14.
There's a story in Exodus chapter 14. Exodus 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on."
¿Ustedes recuerdan esta historia?
You remember this story.
El pueblo de Israel está saliendo de Egipto.
The people of Israel are leaving Egypt.
Y el faraón se da cuenta del error que cometió.
And so Pharaoh says, "Hey, I made a mistake."
Y persigue a los israelitas.
And so he goes after them. He goes after these Israelites.
Y el pueblo de Israel se ve acorralado.
And so they feel that they are being encased in.
Tiene al Egipto, el ejército egipcio atrás de ellos.
So behind them is the armies of Egypt.
A los lados las montañas.
And then there's mountains on either side.
Y enfrente el mar.
And right in front of them is just the ocean.
Pero Dios iba a hacer una gran liberación con ellos.
But God wanted to do a great liberation for them.
Y Dios le dice a Moisés, ¿qué tienes ahí en tu mano?
He tells Moses, what's in your hand?
Dice, una vara.
So I have a stick here.
Dice, úsala.
A rod. He says, well then use it.
Y divide el mar.
And divide that ocean.
Cuando el pueblo de Israel se sentía desesperado,
and so when they felt desperate,
reclamaron a Moisés.
Then they came and complained to Moses.
Y Moisés va a Dios y ora.
And so then Moses goes to God and he prays.
Y Dios le dice, ¿por qué oras a mí?
And then God tells him, so why are you praying to me?
Dile al pueblo que marche.
Tell him to get moving on.
No es tiempo de orar.
It's not time to be praying
right
now. It's time to take some action.
Si crees,
if you believe it,
actúa.
Then act.
Así que el pueblo de Israel tuvo que entrar al mar.
So then they had to step.
Y creerle a Dios.
They had to believe and step into that water.
El caso de Josué es más interesante.
Now in Joshua's case.
Joshua 3:15 and 16.
Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during the harvest. Yet as soon as the priest who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing.
También recuerden esa historia.
Now, do you remember this story?
El pueblo va a entrar a la tierra prometida.
The people of God are going to go into the promised land.
Pero llegan en el tiempo en que el río Jordán está desbordado.
But they get there in the time when it's overflowing.
Ahí en Israel, el río Jordán a veces alcanza 100 metros de ancho en el tiempo de lluvias.
There in Israel, when it rains, sometimes it's 100 meters wide when it overflows.
Así que el pueblo solamente había un obstáculo para poder entrar a la tierra prometida.
So there was the obstacle in front of them to get into the promised land.
Y Dios le dice,
and God tells them,
que los sacerdotes que llevan el arca,
that the priests that have the ark,
entren al río.
Step into the water.
Y cuando ellos entraron al río,
and so when they stepped in,
sus pies fueron mojados
Their feet were wet.
Al entrar al agua,
when they touched the water,
el agua se detuvo.
But then the water stopped.
Tuvieron que dar un paso.
They had to step
el paso
in first.
De fe.
The step of faith.
Creerle a Dios.
First believe God.
Y mojarse los pies.
Get your feet wet.
Para que el río dejara de fluir.
Then the river would stop flowing.
Dios quiere acción.
God wants some action.
La fe no es pasiva.
So faith is not just passive.
La fe es acción.
The faith is some action.
La fe requiere acciones.
Faith requires action.
Dar el paso.
Give that step.
Creer no es pasivo entonces,
so,
es tomar decisiones.
Believing is not just passive, it is taking some steps.
Es arriesgarse.
It's taking some risk.
Lo peor que puede pasar,
the worst thing that could happen,
es que no pase nada.
Nothing. Nothing will happen.
Que Dios no responda, pero so tengo God que arriesgarme.
Respond, but you have to risk it.
Y declararlo y decirlo y hacerlo.
And declare it and do it and say it.
¿Quieres recibir un milagro?
You want to see a miracle?
¿Necesitas un milagro?
Well, do you need one?
Hay algo que tienes que hacer entonces.
Well, then there's something that you maybe have to do.
Créele a Dios.
Believe God.
Y actúa en consecuencia.
And take action in consequence of what you believe.
Hay otra historia que me, ¿cómo diría? Que me asombra.
There's another story that amazes me.
Aquella mujer que tenía el flujo de sangre.
That woman who was that had the
12 años de enfermedad.
Blood of being sick and she was bleeding. Issue of blood.
Como tenía flujo no podía tocar a un rabino porque lo contaminaba.
Because if you had blood in your flowing from your body, you could not touch a rabbi.
Así que ella pensó, no puedo tocar a Jesús.
So she thought, hey, I can't touch Jesus.
Pero voy a ir a tocar su manto.
But I can get the border of his hem.
Ella se lo dijo a sí misma.
She said it to herself.
Ella quería un milagro. ¿Y de dónde sacó la idea?
She wanted a miracle, and so where'd she get this idea from?
La Biblia no tiene precedentes de eso.
Well, there's no precedence for that in the Bible or
de
anywhere.
Que si tocara el manto sería sana.
That if she touched the border of his hem, he would be.
Pero ella no le puso límites a Dios.
But she didn't put any limits on God.
Ella dijo, si tocara el manto.
Well, then I'll just go ahead and touch the border of
voy
his garment.
Voy a ser sana.
Then I shall be healed.
Y cuando ella se acerca a través de la multitud.
So when she gets close to Jesus in the middle of all that multitude.
Y toca el manto de Jesús.
And she touches that border of his hem.
Fue sana al instante.
Instantly she was healed.
Porque ella creyó lo imposible.
Because she believed in the impossible.
Ella no le puso límites a Dios.
She did not put limits on God.
Recibió un milagro.
And she received her miracle.
Creer te lleva a hacer.
To believe takes you to do something.
No limitó el actuar de Dios.
And she did not, she was not limited by the actions of God.
Le creyó a Dios.
She believed God.
Y la Biblia dice,
and the Bible
el que
says,
pide, recibe.
Okay, so for everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
Si no recibes, es porque no pides.
If you do not receive, it's because you're not asking.
Si no buscas, no nunca vas a encontrar.
If you're not searching around, then you're not going to find.
Y si no llamas, no se te va a abrir.
And if you don't call, then nobody will open for you.
Jeremías dice, clama a mí.
Jeremiah says, call on me.
Y yo te responderé.
And I will respond.
No limites a Dios con tu incredulidad.
Do not limit God by your unbelief.
Segundo, limitamos a Dios con nuestra rebeldía.
Now, secondly, we limit God by our rebellion.
¿Cuántos son rebeldes?
How many of you are rebels?
Yo dije que soy el primer rebelde.
I said I'm the first one here.
Yo no quería, me rebelaba contra Dios.
I did not want to do his will, I would rebel against him.
Hay rebeldía activa y pasiva.
So there's two types of rebellions, the active one and the passive one.
Los rebeldes activos dicen no, abiertamente.
The active rebels say no, openly.
Pero los pasivos,
but the passive ones,
no dicen nada.
They don't say anything.
Pero no hacen nada.
But they don't do anything either.
Se quedan calladitos y le dicen ven y no van.
They're quietly. And they say, hey, come on over here. And they just don't go.
No obedecen.
They just do
no
not
obedecen.
Obey. They don't
Mire,
obey.
El pueblo de Israel,
let me tell you, the people of Israel
recibió instrucciones para entrar a la tierra.
Received specific instructions to enter the promised land.
Pero ellos en su rebeldía prefirieron no creerle a Dios.
But they in their rebellion decided not to believe God.
Dios les da permiso de que envíen 10, me envíen 12
And God says, well, go ahead and send the spies.
Y 10 regresaron diciendo, no podemos.
12 of them, and 10 came back saying, we can't
Dios
do this.
Les había dicho que podían entrar y conquistar.
God had already told them, you can go there and conquer.
Pero ellos no obedecieron.
But they did not obey.
Y prefirieron creer que no podían.
And they decided to believe that they could not.
Hermanos, si nos privamos de obedecer a Dios,
brothers and sisters, if we do not obey God,
no conquistaremos la tierra.
We will not take over that promised
land. Le ponemos a Dios límites con nuestra rebelión.
We put limits on God because of our rebellion.
Y no queremos aceptar el plan de Dios para nosotros.
And we do not want to accept that plan of God for ourselves.
Y podríamos ser como Jonás.
And we can be also like Jonah.
Jonás fue enviado a predicar a Nínive.
Okay, so Jonas was sent to go preach in Nineveh.
Pero como buen rebelde dijo no.
But as a good rebel, he said no.
Y en lugar de ir a Nínive,
and instead of going to Nineveh,
se fue a España, a Tarsis.
He decided to go to Tarshish, to Spain.
Pero Dios trató con él.
But God dealt with
con
him.
La rebeldía de él.
With his rebellion.
Y vino la tempestad.
And so there came the storm.
Y lo tuvieron que echar, y ya sabemos la historia.
And you already know the story. They had to dump him overboard.
Y en el vientre del pez.
And in the belly of the fish.
Jonás se rindió a Dios.
Then he finally gave up.
Y fue cuando Dios lo usó.
And that's when God used him.
Dios quiere usarnos.
God wants to use us.
Dios quiere darnos dones.
He wants to give us gifts.
Dios quiere darnos ministerios.
He wants to give us ministries.
Dios se goza cuando su pueblo es usado por él.
And God is joyful when his people are used by him.
No es solamente estar en el templo cantar y
it's not to be in church singing songs.
Dios nos ha llamado a su servicio.
He has called us to serve.
A hacer algo por él.
To do something.
La vida cristiana no es estar sentados.
The Christian life is not sitting around.
Es hacer algo para el
it's
Señor.
It's do something for the Lord.
Así que Dios quiere
so God
levantarte.
Wants to lift you up.
Y llevarte a su servicio.
And take you to do some service.
Sin importar que digas, no hablo español.
Not mattering if you say, hey, I don't speak Spanish.
Ya soy grande de edad.
Oh, I'm a little bit too old.
A Moisés lo llamó a la edad de 80 años.
So Moses was called at 80.
Así que no le pongas límites a Dios.
So don't plan on putting any limits on God.
Dios quiere usarte.
God wants to use you.
Dios quiere levantar en ti alguien para
and,
su servicio.
And God wants to get you up in ministry for his service.
Si no aceptas,
and if you do not accept,
Dios va a levantar a otro.
He will lift someone else up.
Y ese otro va a recibir la corona que Dios tenía para ti.
And he will raise up someone else that will get your crown that he had prepared for you.
Otro tomará la corona.
Somebody else will take your reward.
Dios está llamando.
Your crown. God is calling.
Está llamando a la puerta de tu corazón.
God is calling to
Dios
your heart.
Dios te inquieta.
And he gives you,
esa inquietud viene de parte de Dios.
And he gives you like thoughts in your heart, and that comes from God.
Dios está llamando para algo.
God is calling you to
Dios
do something.
Dios quiere hacer algo contigo.
God wants to do something with you.
Tal vez dirá, Dios te quiere llevar ahorita de misionero.
Maybe God wants to send me to be a missionary.
O Dios te quiere hacer algo especial contigo.
Oh, God wants to do something special with you.
No seas rebelde.
Do not be a rebel.
Ríndete al Señor.
Give over to the Lord.
Dice Romanos 10:21.
Romans 10:21. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long have I held out my hands to the disobedient and obstinate people.
Todo el día.
All the day.
Todo el tiempo.
All the time.
Mientras hay vida.
Well, while there's life.
Dios quiere que te sirvas.
God wants you to be in service.
Cuando estés muerto,
when you're dead,
ya no le podrás servir.
You will not be able to do anything for
es
the Lord.
Hoy.
It's today.
Hoy.
Today.
Sírvele hoy.
Serve him today.
Pregúntale a Dios, ¿qué puedo hacer para ti?
Ask God, what can I do for you,
así
Lord?
Así como Pablo le preguntó.
Just as Paul asked.
Cuando Jesús se le aparece a Saulo.
When Jesus shows himself to Saul.
Saulo dijo, ¿quién eres, Señor?
And Saul says, who are you, Lord?
Y Jesús dijo, yo soy Jesús a quien tú persigues.
And he says, I am Jesus, the one you persecute.
Y Saulo pregunta.
And then he asks a question.
¿Qué quieres que haga?
What do you want
Señor?
Me to do, Lord?
Así pregúntale.
So ask the Lord that.
Le preguntas a Dios, ¿qué quieres
ask
que
him,
haga?
What do you want me to do, Lord?
A levantarte cada mañana le preguntas.
Get up every morning and say, what do you want me to do, Lord?
¿Qué quieres que haga?
What do you want me to do?
Sírvele.
Serve the Lord.
Tu vida es para servicio.
Our life is for service
tu vida
to the
es para
Lord.
Utilidad.
our life is to be
para que hagas
useful.
Por el Señor.
Be
no
useful
seas,
to the Lord.
Y no seas rebelde.
And let's not be rebels.
No limites a Dios.
Do not limit God.
Tercero.
Third.
Limitamos con nuestra idolatría.
We limit him with our idolatry.
El pueblo mexicano.
Now the Mexican people.
Es muy idólatra.
They're very, very idolatrous.
Pero no solamente es exclusivo de los mexicanos.
But this is not exclusive to Mexicans.
Hay muchas personas que no saben lo que es idolatría.
That don't even understand what idolatry is.
Idolatría es algo que desplace a Dios de su primer lugar.
Something that takes the place of God and keeps him out of his first place.
Si a Dios no tiene el primer lugar en su vida, tienes un ídolo.
Then if you don't have God in first place in your life, then you have an idol.
Los israelitas,
the Israelites,
tenían a Jehová.
They had the Lord Jehovah.
Pero cuando salieron de Egipto,
but when they left Egypt,
habían visto cómo se adoraba a dioses como al toro.
Now they had seen how others worshipped other gods.
Y cuando Moisés, después de los 10 mandamientos,
and after the 10 commandments, after Moses gave him the 10 commandments,
Dios lo llevó otra vez al monte.
God takes Moses up to the mountain again.
Y se tardó.
And he took long.
Y el pueblo le dijo a Aarón,
and they told Aaron,
haznos dioses.
Make some gods for us.
Hicieron un becerro.
And so there they make the golden calf.
Una copia de Apis.
That was a copy of Apis,
el
a god.
Dios, un dios egipcio.
An Egyptian god.
Y dice, y le dijeron a Aarón le dijo al pueblo.
And so then Aaron told the people.
Éxodo.
Exodus 32:5. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord.
¿Sabe cómo llamaron a Apis?
So what did they call Apis?
Dijeron que Apis era Jehová.
They said Apis is Jehovah.
Ellos hicieron una estatua de Dios.
They made a statue of
copiaron
God.
Copiaron a Apis y dijeron, este es Jehová.
They copied Apis and said, this is Jehovah.
Eso fue lo que hizo el pueblo.
That is what the people did.
Hay muchas cosas que tenemos de idolatría y pensamos que es Dios.
A lot of things that we have is idolatry and we
o
think
que es bendición de Dios.
And we think they're God and we think, oh, this is a blessing from God.
Pero está desplazando a Dios.
But it's taking the place of God.
Hay mucha idolatría a veces en el pueblo de Dios.
So there's a lot of idolatry in God's people.
Porque sustituimos a Dios.
Because we substitute God.
¿Y cuáles son los sustitutos que usamos?
And so what are these substitutes?
El placer.
Pleasure.
Es un sustituto de Dios.
That is a substitute for God.
Vivimos en una sociedad hedonista.
We live in a society that is selfish.
Y todo en nosotros somos un Dios para nosotros.
And we are our own God. We're a God for ourselves.
Vivimos para satisfacernos.
And we live to satisfy ourselves.
Para nuestros placeres.
For our own pleasures.
Para lo que nos gusta.
For what we like.
Y somos, no, hemos desplazado a Dios y nos hemos puesto en el trono nosotros
mismos.
And so
we have displaced God and sat in his throne.
Nuestro ego.
Our ego.
Es nuestro Dios.
Is our God.
Muchas veces también.
Many times.
El dinero.
It is money.
El dinero es nuestro Dios.
Money becomes our God.
Y hay quienes tienen a Dios en la ciencia.
Many have God in science.
Y en el deporte.
And in sports.
Una iglesia hace pocos años.
A church a couple years ago.
Para que la gente pudiera ir a la iglesia.
So that people could go to church.
Y era el mundial de fútbol.
And it was the time when they had the worldwide football.
Pusieron una tele grandota en el templo.
So they put a huge TV there in the
para
the church.
Que la gente fuera al templo a ver el partido.
So that everybody can go to church and watch
sobre
that game.
Sobre todo si jugaba México.
Especially if Mexico was playing.
Para que después del partido hicieran el culto.
So then after seeing the football game, then we'll have church.
México son futboleros, somos
futboleros. Mexico's are football people.
Y aquí en Guadalajara las Chivas.
And here in Guadalajara it's the Chivas.
Y otros equipos.
And other teams.
Pero ocupan el lugar de Dios.
But if they take God's place,
el deporte a veces desplaza a Dios.
Sports can take the place of God.
La diversión nos aleja de Dios a veces.
And And being having fun here and there, that takes us away from God
also.
Hay
mucha gente que prefiere irse a divertir antes que venir al templo.
They decide to go and let's go have some fun before we show up to church.
Le quitan a Dios el primer lugar.
They take away the first place that belongs to God.
Las posesiones quitan el primer lugar a Dios
también. Possessions
también.
Also take God away from first place.
Nuestra casa.
Our house.
Nuestro auto.
Our car.
Y nuestra familia.
And our family.
Desplazan a Dios en
they
nuestro corazón.
They displace God in our heart.
Y esos son nuestros dioses hoy.
And those become our gods of today.
Marcos 10, 17.
Mark 10, 17. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth.
Esta historia,
this story,
es una historia triste.
It's a sad story.
Un joven se le acerca a Jesús.
A young man comes to Jesus.
Y le dice, maestro bueno.
And he says, you're a good teacher.
¿Qué haré para heredar la vida eterna?
So what should I do to have eternal life?
Y Jesús dice, guarda los mandamientos.
And he said, well, keep the commands.
Y le repite 7 mandamientos nada más.
And he repeats to him 7 commands.
Y el joven le responde, todo lo he hecho.
And he responds, all of those things I have done.
Aunque era joven, dice, desde mi juventud.
And he said, even though he was young, he said, since I was young, I did these things.
Y Jesús le dice que viéndolo lo amó.
And it says that Jesus seen him, loved him.
Y le dijo, una cosa te falta.
But he said, one thing you lack.
Vende todo lo que tienes.
Sell everything you have.
Dalo a los pobres.
And give it to the poor.
Toma tu cruz y sígueme.
And then take your cross and follow me.
¿Y qué hizo el joven?
And so what did the young man do?
Se entristeció.
He was sad.
Y se alejó.
And he went away.
Porque era rico.
Because he was rich.
Sus posesiones.
His possessions.
Eran su Dios.
Were his God.
Se perdió la oportunidad.
He missed the opportunity.
Él pudo haber sido.
He could have been.
Un apóstol.
One of the apostles.
Un misionero.
One of the great missionaries.
Una persona grande en el reino de Dios.
A great person in God's kingdom.
Pero no lo fue.
But he wasn't.
Porque le puso un límite a Dios.
Because he limited God.
Te voy a obedecer con los mandamientos de la Torah.
I can obey all the commands of the Torah.
Pero no me pidas que te dé todo lo que tengo.
But don't you ask me to give you everything I have.
Porque no lo voy a hacer.
Because I'm not going to do that one.
No quiso dar todas sus posesiones.
He did not want to give his possessions.
Le puso límites a Dios.
He put limits on God.
En lo que él tenía.
In what he had.
Y no quiso seguir a Jesús.
And he did not want to follow Jesus.
Cuarto.
Fourth.
Limitamos a Dios con nuestra falta de santidad.
And we limit God with our lack of holiness.
Yo sé que los que estamos aquí no somos angelitos caídos del cielo.
I know that we're not fallen angels here.
Somos seres humanos.
We are human beings.
Tenemos cualidades y tenemos defectos.
We have some qualities and we have some defects.
Pero Dios demanda de nosotros.
But God demands from us.
Que seamos como Él.
That we should be like Him.
Sed santos.
Holy.
Porque yo soy santo.
He says, be holy, for I am holy.
Eres hijo de Dios.
So if you're a child of God,
tienes que parecerte a tu padre.
Then you need to look like your father.
Y Dios quiere que te parezcas en él, en la santidad.
And God wants you to look like him in holiness.
El verso 64 del Salmo 78.
Psalm 76, 64. Their priests were put to the sword. ¿Cuál es?
Salmo 78, 64.
Okay. Their priests were put to the sword and their widows could not weep.
Dice que los sacerdotes cayeron a espada.
It said that the priests were put to the sword.
Los sacerdotes no podían ir a la guerra.
The priests could not go to war.
¿A quién se refiere este salmo?
So who is this referring to?
Es posible que se refiera a los hijos de Eli.
This was mostly referring to the sons of Eli.
¿Se acuerdan de esa historia?
You remember that story?
Eli tenía hijos.
Eli had
y
sons.
Los hijos iban a heredar el sacerdocio.
And they were going to become the heirs of the priesthood.
Eli era el sumo sacerdote.
He was the high priest. Eli
y
was the.
Y los hijos estaban haciendo el servicio en el templo.
And his children were doing the service in the temple.
Pero ellos eran impíos.
But they were evil.
Hacían cosas terribles.
They would do terrible things.
Abusaban de las mujeres en el templo.
They were abusing women.
Tenían relaciones sexuales en el templo, violando mujeres.
In the temple of God, they were abusing women.
¡Qué terrible!
How terrible.
Pero no solamente hacían eso.
But not only that.
También extorsionaban a los que ofrendaban.
They would extortion those who came to give offerings to the temple.
Había holocaustos que tenían que quemarse todo completamente.
Offerings to God that needed to be burnt completely.
Pero ellos decían, dame lo mejor para mí.
And they would say, let's cut off the best of it for me.
Y lo demás se lo dejas a Dios.
And the rest of it you can leave for God.
Extorsionaban al pueblo.
So they would extort the people of Israel.
Se quedaban con lo mejor de las ofrendas.
They would keep the best of the offerings.
Esto Dios lo vio.
Now God saw this.
Dios es justo.
God is just.
Y cuando se hace lo malo,
and when you do evil,
él trae juicio.
He does bring judgment.
Tarde que temprano.
Sooner or later it will come.
Así que Dios demanda santidad de sus sacerdotes.
So then God demands holiness from his priests.
Y de su pueblo.
And from his people.
Cuando fueron muertos.
And so when they died,
fue porque Dios los quiso matar.
It's because God wanted them
dead.
Que él quiso. In the time that he wanted.
No tenían temor de Dios.
They had no fear of God.
Yo le pregunto a usted.
And I ask you.
¿Tiene temor de Dios usted?
Do we have the fear of God?
Tener temor de Dios.
Now, to have the fear of God.
Nos impide hacer.
It forbids us.
Cosas que en oculto aun cuando nadie nos ve.
In secret. It does not let us do these evil things in secret.
Hay mucha gente que es una cuando la ven y otra cuando no la ven.
There's people, when you see them, they're one person, and when you don't see them, they're another person.
Hay gente que le gusta que la vean hacer cosas buenas.
There's people who like to be seen doing the good.
Pero lo malo lo hacen a oculto.
But all the evil they do it in secret.
Tener temor de Dios.
You need to have the fear of God.
Es que lo hagas lo bueno aun cuando nadie te ve.
And to have the fear of God is to do good when no one is watching.
Y no hagas lo malo.
And do not do the evil.
Aunque nadie te vea.
Even though no one is watching.
Eso es tener temor de Dios.
That is the fear of God. That is
una
having
cosa
the fear
es
of God.
Amar a Dios.
And one thing is to love God.
Y otra cosa es tener temor de Dios.
And another one is to have the fear of God.
Tenía en la iglesia un jovencito.
I had in the church a young man.
Que era uno delante de sus papás.
He was one kid in front of his parents.
Pero era muy grosero cuando no había nadie.
And when no one was around, he was rude.
Y un día le dije,
and one time I told
te voy a acosar con tus papás.
I'm going to go tell your parents
porque
about
era muy
this.
Grosero conmigo.
Because he
cuando
did,
estaba solo.
When I was alone with him, he would be very rude.
Y le dije, te voy a acosar con tus papás.
I'm going to go tell your parents.
Y me dice,
and he told me,
ni le van a creer.
They won't even believe you.
No le van a creer, así que hágalo.
Go ahead and do
it. Se burló de mí.
Because they won't believe you.
Hay gente que es así.
He laughed at me. People
son unos.
Like that. They're one people.
Cuando los ven.
One person when you see them.
Y cuando no los ven son otros.
And when you don't see them, they're another person.
Nuestro testimonio.
Our testimony.
La forma como nos portamos.
The way that we behave.
Puede ser un límite para que otros se conviertan al Señor.
Could be a limiting factor for others to be saved.
¿Cómo eres con los negocios?
How are you in business?
¿Cómo te comportas con la gente que está a tu alrededor?
How do you behave with those that are around you?
Esa forma de ser que tienes cuando nadie te ve o que supuestamente nadie sabe que eres cristiano.
Well, that when nobody knows or is watchful that you're a Christian.
Dios lo ve.
God has seen it.
Y es un obstáculo.
And that is an obstacle.
Para que Dios pueda usarte.
So that God can
para
use
salvar
you.
A otras personas.
To bring others, to save others.
También nuestra falta de santidad.
So this lack of holiness.
Es un obstáculo.
Is an obstacle.
Para las manifestaciones del Espíritu Santo.
So for the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Porque el Espíritu Santo no puede manifestarse.
Because the Holy Spirit cannot manifest himself.
En un templo sucio.
In a dirty temple.
Y tú eres el templo de Dios.
And we are the temple of God.
Mi madre, que fue pastora,
my mother was a pastor.
Le decía a una hermana,
she would tell one of the women,
¿usted sirve comida en un plato sucio?
Do you like to eat food off of a dirty dish?
Primero lo tiene que lavar.
First you have to wash the dish.
Y ya que lo lavó,
once you washed it,
entonces sirve comida.
Now you can serve the meal.
No lo sirve en un plato sucio.
You don't serve a meal on a dirty dish.
Dios quiere poner su Espíritu Santo en cada uno de nosotros.
God wants to put his Holy Spirit in each one of us.
Y quiere manifestarse en nosotros.
And he wants to manifest himself in us.
Pero por nuestra suciedad,
but because we have the dirtiness,
Dios no se manifiesta.
God cannot manifest
la
himself.
Falta de santidad.
lack of holiness.
Es un obstáculo.
That is an obstacle.
Para la manifestación del Espíritu
for
Santo.
The manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Lo único que puede limpiarnos
and the only thing that can clean us
es la sangre de Jesús.
Is the blood of Jesus.
La sangre de Jesucristo,
the blood
su Hijo,
of Jesus Christ,
nos limpia
his
de todo
son
pecado.
Can clean us from
tenemos
all unrighteousness. But we need to go to Jesus.
¿Quieres recibir el bautismo del Espíritu Santo?
You want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Ve a Jesús.
Then go to Jesus.
Que te limpie.
Have him clean you.
Y después dile, lléname.
And then you can say, now,
lléname
you can,
con
now
tu Espíritu
fill me
Santo.
With your Holy Spirit.
Porque Dios no puede manifestarse en un lugar, en un templo sucio.
Because God cannot manifest himself in a
Dios
dirty temple place.
Dios quiere manifestarse en personas limpias.
God wants to manifest himself
que
in those that are clean.
Con su sangre.
That have been cleaned by his blood.
En Isaías capítulo 6.
Isaiah 6. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and you and your sin atoned for. Then I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me.
Me encanta esta porción de la palabra.
I love this part of the scripture.
Isaías tiene una visión.
Isaiah has a vision.
Él ve al Señor.
So he sees the Lord.
Y ve que sus faldas llenaban el templo.
And he sees how his glory fills the temple.
Y ve a ángeles, serafines.
And he sees angels, seraphims.
Que volaban alrededor y estaban diciendo, santo, santo, santo.
Fly around and say, holy, holy, holy.
Y no se cansan de decir, santo,
and
santo.
They would not get tired of saying, holy, holy, holy.
Alguien dice, ¿cuál es el atributo más importante de Dios?
So, some may say, what is the most important attribute of God?
Dicen, algunos su omnipotencia.
Some say he's omnipotent.
O su omnipresencia.
He's omnipresent.
Pero la Biblia, la única que dice tres veces esa santidad.
But the only one that the Bible mentions three times in a row is
en ningún
holiness.
Lado veo que Dios diga tres veces omnipotente.
It doesn't say omnipotent, omnipotent three
solamente
times.
Solamente vemos tres veces santo.
Only we say holy, holy, holy three times.
Y los serafines,
and the seraphim,
que son seres celestiales,
who are celestial beings,
tenían tres pares de alas.
They had three pairs of wings.
Con una par cubrían su cuerpo.
And with one they covered their body.
Con otro su rostro.
And the other their face.
Y con otra volaban.
And with the other they
no
flew.
Podían ver a Dios.
So they could not see God.
Pero estaban cantando y gritando, santo,
but
santo,
they are,
santo.
They are saying, holy, holy, holy.
La palabra serafín.
Now the word seraphim.
Viene del hebreo saraf.
Comes from the Hebrew word seraf.
Que significa arder.
¿Significa qué?
Arder. Arder.
That signifies to burn.
Así que son seres ardientes.
So they are burning beings.
Y cuando
beings.
Isaías ve al Señor,
and so when Isaiah sees the Lord,
viene una convicción de pecado.
There is a conviction of sin that comes to him.
Y dice, ay de mí.
He goes, oh my.
Porque soy muerto.
Because I am a dead man.
Porque he visto al Dios todopoderoso.
Because I have seen
al Dios santo.
The God, the holy God, the omnipotent.
Y cuando viene esta convicción de pecado,
and so when this conviction of sin comes,
un ángel,
an angel,
uno de los serafines,
one of the seraphims,
toma un carbón encendido del altar.
He comes and brings a hot coal.
Y lo quema los labios.
And he touches his lips.
A veces yo quisiera quemarle los labios a los que son groseros.
Oh, sometimes I'd like to burn the lips of those that are rude.
El Señor le puso un carbón encendido.
Then he put them a hot coal in his mouth.
A los labios de Isaías.
Right on his lips.
Y le dijo.
And he told them.
Con esto es limpio tu pecado.
Not with this.
Eres perdonado y eres limpio.
Your sin has been cleansed. You are clean.
Y Isaías después oye la voz de Dios.
Then he can hear God's voice.
Que dijo.
That said.
¿A quién enviaré?
Whom shall I send?
¿Y quién irá por nosotros?
And who will go for us?
Quiero que vean esto.
I want you to understand this.
No podemos oír la voz de Dios.
We cannot even hear the voice of God.
Hasta que no seamos limpios.
Until we're clean.
Dios quiere que tú seas limpio.
So God wants us to be clean.
Que vivas en santidad.
That you live in
vivas
holiness.
En limpieza.
That you live in cleanliness.
Y vas a oír la voz de Dios.
And you will hear the voice of God.
Dios está hablando.
God is speaking.
Dios no deja de hablar.
God never stops
Dios
speaking.
Dios siempre está llamando.
He is always calling.
Pero no puedes oír.
But you cannot hear.
Por tu falta de santidad.
Because of your lack
Dios
of holiness.
Se revela y limpia, se revela a los que son limpios de corazón.
Because God will reveal himself to those that have a clean heart.
Isaías, yo no sé qué pecado tenía.
And I don't know what sin Isaiah had.
Dijo, ay de mí, que soy inmundo
said,
de labios.
Oh my, my lips are clean, unclean.
La lengua es tan poderosa.
The tongue is so powerful.
A lo mejor Isaías tenía mentiras.
Maybe Isaiah had said some lies.
O era maldiciente.
Or maybe he had said some curses.
Ofendía.
Or maybe he had offended someone.
Murmuraba.
Maybe he murmured.
Se quejaba.
Maybe he complained.
¿Cuántas cosas hacemos con la lengua?
How many things do we do with our mouth, with our tongue?
Pero Dios le quemó los labios para que pudiera oír su voz.
But God had his lips burnt so that he could hear.
Nuestra falta de santidad.
So lack of holiness.
Es la que no permite muchas veces.
Is it that does not allow
que la haya manifestación del Espíritu
that there
Santo.
Would be manifestations from the Holy Spirit.
Dios quiere manifestar sus dones.
Now God wants to manifest.
Dios quiere manifestar su poder.
He wants to manifest his
pero él
power.
Quiere limpiarnos.
But he wants
limpiarnos
to clean us.
Y para que oigamos
so that we
su
can
llamado.
Hear his call.
Yo quiero invitarte a esta hora.
Now I want to invite you right now.
¿Quieres ponerte en pie? Cierra tus ojos.
I want you to close your eyes.
Levanta tus manos.
And lift your hands.
Y habla con Dios.
And speak with God.
Dios oye tu oración.
God hears your prayer.
Yo quiero que le digas, Señor, no quiero ponerte límites de ningún tipo.
And I want you to tell the Lord, I don't want to put any kind of limits on you.
Quiero creerte.
I want to believe you.
Quiero obedecerte.
I want to obey you.
No quiero ser rebelde.
I do not want to be rebel.
Quiero vivir en santidad.
I want to live in holiness.
Quiero que te manifiestes.
And I want you to manifest yourself.
Yo no sé si tengas una necesidad.
Now, I don't know if you have a need.
Necesitas un milagro.
Do you need a miracle?
Necesitas una sanidad.
Do you need a healing?
Necesitas la intervención de Dios.
You need God to intervene.
No le pongas límites a Dios.
Well, then don't put limits
no
on God.
No le pongas límites a Dios.
Don't put limits on him.
Deja que Dios sea Dios.
Let God be God.
Doblégate ante el Señor.
And bend your knee to him.
Si alguien quiere venir al frente.
If anybody would like to come to the front.
Es el momento.
This is the time
de orar.
To pray.
Ríndete.
Give yourself up.
Las manos levantadas significan rendición.
Hands up means that you have
me rindo.
I give up.
Me rindo. Dile al Señor, me rindo a ti.
Tell the Lord, I am giving myself to you,
haz
Lord.
Lo que
I give
tengas
up.
Que hacer
conmigo. Do whatever you have to do with me.
Obra en mí. Obra en mi mente.
Work in me, in my mind.
Obra en mi corazón.
In my heart.
No quiero ponerte límites.
I don't want to put limits on you.
Te entrego todo lo que soy.
I give you everything I am.
Te entrego todo lo que tengo.
I want to give you everything that I have.
Soy tuyo.
I am yours.
Y quiero servirte.
And I want to serve you.
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Padre, en esta hora.
Father, this morning.
Te doy gracias.
I give you thanks.
Por esta palabra.
For this word.
Toca los corazones.
Touch hearts.
Toca los mentes.
Touch minds.
Señor, que aprendamos.
That we would learn.
A no ponerte límites.
To not limit
a
you.
A creerte.
To believe you.
A obedecerte.
To obey you.
Señor, aquí está esta iglesia.
Here is this church.
Aquí están mis hermanos.
Here's my brothers and sisters.
Tú lo estás hablando.
You are speaking.
Tú nos estás llamando.
You are calling.
Tú quieres que hagamos algo para ti.
You want us to do something for
quieres
you.
Limpiarnos.
You want to clean us.
Y quieres que te creamos.
And you want to be believed.
Ayúdanos, Padre.
Help us, Father.
Ayúdanos en nuestras debilidades.
Help us in this weakness.
Ayúdanos en nuestra carnalidad, Padre.
Help us in this
que sea
carnal life. That it would be broken up.
Venimos a ti.
We come to you.
Necesitados.
We are needy.
Yo no sé, Señor, qué necesiten mis hermanos.
I don't know what my brethren need here.
En este nombre, en nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Señor, pongo mis manos.
I put my hands.
Pidiendo tu intervención.
And we ask for your
pidiendo,
intervention.
Señor, que tú obres.
That you would work.
Obra un milagro.
Work miracles.
Obra sanidad.
Work healings.
Obra, Señor, en sus vidas.
Work in
tú
lives.
Sabes la necesidad.
You know
sabes
the needs.
Lo que pasa en su vida,
you
en su
know
mente.
What's happening in their lives
en el nombre
and in
de
their
Jesús.
Minds. And in Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús. En el poderoso
in the name,
nombre
in
de
the
Jesús.
Powerful name of Jesus.
Ponemos todo en tus manos.
Everything is in your hands.
Tú eres el Rey.
You are the King.
Tú eres el Señor.
You are the Lord.
Vives para siempre.
You live forever.
Y cumplirás tu propósito.
And you will keep your promise. You will keep what your purposes are.
Gracias.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Gloria a Jesús.
Glory to Jesus.
Okay. Vamos a despedirnos. Padre, te doy gracias.
Father, we give you thanks.
Por esta reunión.
For this meeting.
Que no olvidemos esta palabra.
that we would receive this word and not stop it.
Y podamos gozarnos en ti toda la semana.
And that we can be joyful all week.
Háblanos.
Speak to us.
Despídenos en tu, de tu, no de tu presencia, solo en este lugar.
We leave this place, but not your presence.
En nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Dios les bendiga, hermanos.
Amen. God bless you.